To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's find out if he stayed up. I already know he stayed up. How he reacted and celebrated after what happened last night. It's Jerry Jones, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas, every Tuesday at this time with Sean and RJ. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, man. Good morning. How we doing?
Awesome. After last night, did you stay up, and how did you react?
Well, I watched the game flying up to New York. I'm overlooking Central Park right now, but real excited. They didn't have to put any fuel in the plane. I just flew up here on my own.
Jerry, how are you looking? Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
How are you looking at y'all's path moving forward now as of today?
Well, again, I know it's cliche, but we've got to concentrate on the Chargers. On the Minnesota Vikings this weekend, and that's a big game for us. But, boy, you see that, you need to stay in there every play. Every play is meaningful right at this particular time, and we sure got a shot at this thing.
You know, Jerry, it's an intangible thing. Some people roll their eyes at it. I'm a believer in all the culture stuff, and I'm not asking you to take any shots at Philadelphia, but that's a storyline with them. Meanwhile, with you guys, you could talk about defensive problems or pass blocking or special teams, but no one is questioning internally what you all have from a resolve standpoint and the culture that Brian Schottenheimer seems to be building. What can you say about that, and is that all legitimate?
Yes. It's very legitimate, and unfortunately, we've had really touch points of things that bring, if you will, people together, in this case, our team,
yeah.
And certainly we've had that this year, and then we've really, in my mind, come together as a team. This group that we've got on the field, that was disappointing the other night defensively, because I thought we would do better. We can do better. The main thing is that the nature of the game, it's such a fine line out there between these teams. And the emotional aspect of the thing, or the, if you will, you get on a roll type thing, that's real. And you don't have and it comes down so close, especially at this time of the year. And we've learned that we need to be physical. We need to have that running game needs to be more effective than it was the other night against the Lions, because you've got to be able to keep that defense honest, and that does that.
Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. That was leading into the next question, Jerry, of some of the things that you guys wanted to really hone in on and focus on during this 10-day break. What were some of the other things that you guys wanted to self-scout and examine?
Well, I think we've got to look for ways to continue to have a concentration of getting the ball out, constantly trying to work to get turnovers on defense. And on the other hand, we've got to tighten up on the ball on some different ways that we're just focus on hanging on to that ball. We've got some good players that have turned that ball over a few times, and that can change by just focusing on that. Believe you me, that's where it is. We've got things we're doing well, but we need to be more consistent. That's what you hear all the time, but I think we're headed in the right direction with our injuries. That's good. This is the time of year when you want to have your have as good of your talent on the field, and I think we're there for this next run.
Jerry Jones, joining us here at 105 Through the Fan. You mentioned physicality a little bit ago, and in the last 15 games on the road against teams with a winning record, you guys are just 3-12. Is that play into it? It's more than just a talent issue at play there, right? Is that partly the physicality you're talking about?
Well, the road is a tough place in the NFL, but certainly it can't be that tough to have that fewer wins in that many games. But we play with an understanding. We practice with an understanding that those road games come with it some handicaps, and I think you just play better when you've got that crowd behind you, so you have to overcome it. How you address it, I would say that we've got enough things specifically, and this is not a pun, we have enough things that we can correct that are technical things. That's what's got me encouraged. We've got players out there that have done it and have been successful at what we need to improve on. We need to improve on, literally, that's not us. It can't be us, the run game, the way we had it there against Detroit. And so those are things that you look and see some of your technique, what you were doing in the offensive line, how you hold in your blocks, those kinds of things. And you can do that this time of year, and you can get better.
Jerry, I want to ask you about Kenneth Murray. Over the weekend and since the game, he's been a pretty big talking point on social media and callers and such. Do you see any change in his role moving forward?
Well, we brought in Logan, and I'm sure you'll see more of Logan than you might have seen the other day. That's natural because this is Logan's, fourth game, I think, coming up. But the main thing is that we do have some alternatives there. We can do some things that will give him some better keys. But the big thing is that he's got some good competition there, and that's as much as you can ask for to correct something this time of year.
Jerry Jones, right here on 105 Through the Fan. Heard your comments on Friday regarding George Pickens with KNC, and Shoddy said he was going to catch up with George. What did he get out of that conversation, and how do you feel differently, if at all, about George's performance against Detroit today?
Well, let me say this. One of the things that you got to appreciate about George Pickens is his intensity for the competition. Now, he is a big-time competitor. Those are not the kinds of things that you normally hear addressed when you're thinking of things that George could do better on. But when it comes to competing, when it comes to loving the game, and I emphasize that point right there, loving the game, then I give him A+. And so, Lamb did step up, and that can happen when you, for whatever the reason, are not clicking. Some things sometimes can go wrong early. It happens to the very best of them.
Yeah, there seem to be like two separate debates going on about it. George came out and said, hey, bracket coverage, look at the way that they're playing me. I think Shoddy kind of talked about it as well, where others, fans and some analysts, are saying, no, the competition in that game was not up to par and up to standard. Can you touch on either of those, Jerry?
Well, I don't look at the same thing they're looking at. I look at what George Pickens has done all year. I can look at a game. If you want to look at a game and compare it to the rest of the year, which you should, then you can get your answer. Just so that I'm real clear about it, I don't have the concern that the debate about what George Pickens did or didn't do in that game, I don't have that kind of concern about him as far as his competing and helping us win football games on the field at all.
Jerry, you know the reputation of the star receiver, and you've dealt with many in your day. We love Michael Irvin as well, T.O. and others. And you've talked about the Dez Jay-Z story. Can you help, like, set a baseline? I know it should never happen, but if someone's late or missing a meeting, like, what do you think is acceptable in terms of that's going to happen versus over the line it needs to be addressed?
Depends on the individual. And again, a lot of that has to do with, really has to do with the type of competitor they are. Michael Irvin was just absolutely a competitor at all times. He was always looking around the corner to figure out how to win. He worked with players from within to help them be better as a teammate. He was the entire package there. And it offset anything that you could have criticized him about, and he had that as well. It's different strokes for different folks, so to speak, but Pickens brings everything to the table. He brings enough pluses to the table to, frankly, live with what's going on, this type of criticism. The criticism in my mind was, is he a competitor, and can he, when he gets out there, can he come down with the ball, and does he compete when he's out there? A triple plus.
Jerry Jones joined us here at 105 through the Fan. A couple of times this year, Kevontae Turpin has been flagged for calling for a fair catch and then not fair catching it, so it's a couple of penalties. What is the explanation you've gotten for why that has continued?
Well, he's just got to quit that. And if you hold that hand up at that critical juncture, they'll call that a fair catch. And if you try to run with the ball, they'll give you a penalty for it. And that's pretty simple. And it's not that really he'd be the first to tell you he's just got to quit doing that. And he inadvertently did it. And so he's caught a lot of kicks. He's caught a lot of punts that he doesn't have that problem with. You go with the odds here. How often has that happened in his career? Mm-hmm. A fraction of time, not enough to even be a concern other than stop it. Concentrate on it and stop it.
Jerry, I'd like to ask just an overall Kevontae question because we know what a weapon he is. This is a Pro Bowler. He got a new contract. Just hasn't felt like he's had that same return impact. I know Shadi yesterday said we may have some personnel changes on special teams. That could be with coverage. Why do you think Kevontae is just not having that usual explosive impact that we're used to seeing?
Well, it sure isn't because of, in my mind, him. You can directly give him those false signals, or the reaction after you've made a fair catch signal. You can put that on him right there. But when it comes to competing, there's I don't know of anybody I'd prefer to have the ball in their hands than Devontae. So my point to you is that I think we're great there. I think we've got a Pro Bowl returner. And candidly, we got one heck of a weapon that really complements what we've got with the other parts of our game. And I notice I'm not saying passing game, running game, because he can do some of that for us, as we've seen. He's an amazing football player. And you're talking about someone with courage. I just, every time he goes up in there, I'm amazed at the velocity that he attacks it.
Jerry Jones right here on Sean and RJ every Tuesday, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Jerry, I personally, I guess, underestimated the severity of Trayvon Diggs' knee when we expected to see him back last week. Was the knee just that bad in holding him back? And do you think he'll be good for the Vikings?
Well, for the same reasons that last week, we had some expectations that probably leaned toward him playing. Last week, and it didn't happen. And that's the nature of injury. And in his particular case, that was a right at a game time decision. And so we'll take a look and do the very same thing this week. And if he's ready to go and has the week of practice, that would and we've got a lot of eyes on him, boy, a lot of eyes out there in practice. And again, that's not negative. That's just we got a lot of eyes on him. And so if he likes what he sees, feels, we like what we see in terms of putting him out there, he'll be active.
Jerry, I guess we kind of have a similar Diggs discussion as we do George and trying to figure them out, where it seems like it's a little bit more of a complex discussion.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is that fair to say? Is Trayvon Diggs more of a complex individual? And what are we not sometimes understanding and getting with figuring out Trayvon?
Well, therein lies our discussion, fundamental, comparing separate human beings with each other and assuming that they have comparable problems. Both of them trying to play football for the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm not trying to be trite.
Yep.
Both of them are very skilled players, Pro Bowl type players, unique skilled players. Okay. Now then, it boils down to the luck of injury. I'd say that Pickens is much healthier than Trayvon, and I would say that both are competitors. And what happens, and this is, to me, this has to do with coaching. These guys do some natural things, exceptional, right at the top, that they do naturally. You've got to meld that in with the team and meld that in with, you've got 11 guys out there, and they've got to have some certain responsibilities before they can be sometimes the great player they are. We used to have that's given credit for saying that you earn the right to rush a passer by protecting your run lanes. You can't just be a pass rusher. Mm-hmm. And so that's an example of, and there's things like that in every position. So I'd say you cannot in any way. If you think you can compare people away from sport and away from, in this case, football, if you think that's a hard job, and it is, if you think about it, comparing me and anybody else or you and anybody else, then you put the criteria of competing and the criteria of this game, because this game, you have to give it up. What? You got to play with pain. You have to. And then you have to play with adversity. In other words, you got to come back when you drop balls or when you fumble balls. All of those kinds of things make it really almost impossible to say he's just like this guy or he's just like this guy. I always get in trouble when I'm trying to compare football players.
Yep. Jerry, you sounded pretty optimistic on the injury front. How are things looking for CeeDee Lamb, Guyton, and Clowney?
Well, I would say that they're all. Those are three. You nailed them. And those are three that we're looking at. And I'm glad we've had this 10. In all three cases, the 10 days in between games really helped us there. And I'd say if we can get two out of three, and I'm not going to name the one that has got the longest way to go, because I don't know. But if we can get two out of three of those guys, that'd be a big game for us.
Now, Jerry, I don't like all this improved PR that you've been doing with injuries over the years. You used to just give us more of it, and now you're giving us the nice, safe answers where we can't get any dirt. What's up with that? Come on now. Go back to old Jerry on us.
Well, if I really thought that those listening really think I know how he's going to be able to, how that injury is going to be at game time, then I'd work harder at this. but since we all know that the man upstairs is the one that's going to determine, these are limiting injuries. They can, in all three cases, the type of thing we're dealing with can have a three-day window when they might not have been able to go, then you can go. They're all doable, but they're all very limiting if they didn't make it with time. We've got the best in the world at managing them to get them up to where they can play on Sunday. And so, and everybody realizes that it's now or never as far as our team is concerned in terms of giving it everything we've got to win the game.
Jerry, World Cup teams that were playing here, the schedule was announced late last week. How big was the fist pump that you gave when you found out that Argentina and England were going to be packing the stadium? And how does that work? Do they make you buy your own suite back from them? I mean, how does that work? Are they going to let you in the stadium?
Let me say this. If I go in there, I'll be just like everybody else. It'll be with a reservation that probably cost to get in. But what a show. What a show.
Yeah.
And if you want to speak about it in that manner, but to have that level of teams and those historic backgrounds, you know, sports is so much about tradition. And when you think of what that English Soccer League has done and to have those great teams and then to be able to have the Argentina excellence, both those people have been maybe as big an influencer in soccer as you can have. So it's an exciting time. I'm excited for the fans, and I'm glad we're where we are. We're in a part of this country that pretty easy to get to for everybody.
Now, Jerry, have you attended a World Cup game before, and do you plan on attending these?
I plan on attending these. I have not attended a World Cup game, so I'm really giddy about going to the games. I'm a real fan.
Last one, Jerry. President Trump suggested maybe we need to rename your football, our customary football, because of the popularity of football and how it's labeled in the world. Do you have any reaction or any suggestions to rename your football sport?
Well, I'd say that he is a real, valid football, American football fan. And I know him and know that he's also a fan of the European football as well. And I'm not going to get in that kind of debate with him. I just want him to, have always been excited about him, his background and how active he was in becoming an owner and several levels of football as we know it. And so as far as any president that I'm aware of, he would know more about football than any president we've ever had, in my view.
Phenomenal stuff, Jerry. Thank you so much. Enjoy New York and go get him Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Jerry Jones, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.